Chapter 8. The Jeep bounced over the last stretch of dry steam bed, its motor straining against the grade, wheels spitting rocks into the underbrush. Neil Bernstein clenched his jaw against the shocks that rocketed up his spine. Another 20 yards and he would be back at the clearing and could make camp. Tomorrow he would tackle the rock face that towered 500 feet above him. But right now, he only wanted to stop, unload the Jeep, pitch camp, and settle in for the night. He had been coming to this remote stretch of the Rockies off and on for years. This particular climb was a favorite. It's not a smart thing to climb solo, no matter what your skill level might be, so he often brought Chrissy Johansson along. As a single parent, she was reluctant to take the sort of risks that could have made her daughters orphans. But to please him, she'd tried climbing once. After an hour in which she managed to scale perhaps 25 feet of an easy climb and ruined a $25 manicure, she'd given up. The exhilaration he felt when he pitted his body against an uncompromising sheer stone face eluded her. She could not understand how people would put themselves through such a bone-wearying exercise and take the risks involved. But she did understand its importance to Neil. So, on the occasions when she could send her girls to their grandparents for the weekend and accompany Neil, she'd stay back at camp and read, sunbathe, and watch him as he advanced slowly upward like a bug on a wall. With the both sets of grandparents unavailable, she begged off this time. It was just as well, he thought. Something. The tickle on the back of his neck. A warning, perhaps. Nothing substantial, but Neil had survived a decade with the company because he paid attention to those little tweaks and tingles. He didn't like to think he might...